Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Anyway, I actually do know an Ossian.
Don't even know where that is. I'm fucking shy at geography. Wales is not. Wales, well, I thought Wales was an island. Oh, I've only ever been to Wales across the suspension bridge, so I instantly assumed it was an island.
What, so you thought it was like a little part of Ireland?
No, I thought it was literally an island, IS land.
Oh, okay, right.
Hello and welcome to That Was Interesting Me, Craig Lambard. Hand clap. Yay! Fucking hell. Cool, as from that massive noise there, you can guess there's a lot of people in the room. Starting off with, it's not an idiot friend, it's my wife Tiffany.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Is that it?
Yeah, that is it.
Yeah?
That's all I got for you.
How many layers have you got on?
Hang on, I need to count.
What are you wearing?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've got 9 items of clothes on.
9?
Yeah.
Do you think that's overkill?
Wait, 10.
10?
No, I've been very cold.
Okay, fair enough. Are you warm?
I'm very warm now, yeah.
Okay.
Good and toasty.
Are you going to start taking layers off now?
I think I might need to soon, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That'll be
you
interesting.
Need a webcam.
That'd be interesting. So, and then my special guest for the day is Mr. John Tovey. How are you, mate?
I'm pretty good, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else you want to add to that? Like,
yeah. Buzzing, really.
Yeah?
Never been to your house before. I'm surprised, you know, you actually live illegally and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. People do kind of imagine me just living in a hole somewhere, but I've got an actual proper place.
Right? It is odd.
Yeah.
Moving up in the world.
Before I introduce you, who you are and like why you're here, there's a few people in the room as well. Got a little bit of an audience today, so there's just hey guys,
hey,
hey, there's a few people. But anyway, moving on. So we've known each other for a very, 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 very long time now.
A cripplingly long time when you think back. What was it? American Idiot came out 16 years ago or something, or Hit Me Baby One More Time came out 16 years ago.
Seriously?
Yeah, you think like kids starting college have never. Weren't alive when Hit Me Baby One More Time came out, or Dial Up Modem. And fuck. Like, yeah, I'm 26, don't feel old at all. I can go out and hang with the cool kids.
26 is not old.
And then
old.
Like, yeah, you're like, what's a fax machine, man? Or however they talk.
is that what they say now?
I don't hang around schools.
The way you said it, it sounded like you've been doing surveys on it and kind of like, this is how the youth
like,
are
the,
today.
The young kids I talk to normally have like, they're asleep. Yep.
Okay, cool.
I work for the BBC. I can do this.
So, how long have we known each other? It must have been
primary school, so 96, 20 years.
20 years.
20
fucking hell.
Give or take a couple of years, because obviously you don't really remember shit all when you're small.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Yeah, so a very, very long time.
Yeah.
So I thought it'd be very appropriate to get you on the podcast and to talk about us when we grew up, because we've done a lot of things.
I'd like to ask, what is your earliest memory of Craig?
Well, before we get to there, because you're missing probably one of the most important things of the whole podcast.
The game.
Okay.
What? It's game
it's
time.
It's really exciting.
Oh,
so
game time.
Okay, so I've got a game, and
I'm
create a game each week.
I'm going to win, by the way.
Today's game is, was I drunk or was I a child? Okay.
I'm going to lose.
So I've got...
No one's a winner.
I've got about 7 or so things that I've done in my life.
Stupid things.
Thank you, Tiff. Thank you. Yeah. Calm down.
I'm probably with you half of these.
So I've tried my best to pick ones that you weren't there. And I think I've got all of bar one that I think you were there. Maybe, maybe. But I'm going to say these things out loud, obviously, because otherwise you won't know what they are. And then you tell me if I was drunk or if I was a child.
Is it me playing against Tiff or just me?
If you were drunk.
It's just you.
Just me. Oh,
if what?
Well, I'm a winner then.
If you were a drunk, did you say?
Well, I may have been a drunk at one point, but no, I'm more talking about if I was under the influence or I was a child.
I get it, mate.
Yeah? So, let's start this off. The first one is possibly an easy one.
Okay.
Because I think this is one of the ones you know about. I once jumped over a bollard and popped my kneecap out. Was I drunk or a child?
Well, drunk, because when you're a kid, you don't have kneecaps. Ding, ding. Drunk.
What? Hang on. Don't you have kneecaps?
Of course you have kneecaps.
Okay, well.
Unless you're born with no legs.
Unless what?
Unless you're born with no legs.
Oh, I suppose then, yeah. Okay, fair enough. So your answer is?
Drunk.
Correct.
You need a little bell.
Tiff, you need to do a bell.
I got a sound effect I can use.
Okay.
You know, it's like, you know, when you do something really, really amazing. Fucking
that sounds
nailed
like
it.
Wrong, I think. That sounds like, you know, like wrong.
So you're gonna play that if you get it right?
Oh right. Yeah, yeah, you got no, it's when I win and I drop the mic and I can just walk out and it'd be like Westwood.
Okay, Tiff, you can count? So it's got one right. Okay. The next one is I once pushed someone onto a garden fork.
Child.
100%?
Yes.
Correct.
Well.
Wait for it.
You were pretty confident straight away. Do you actually know the story?
You have a little brother.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I had an older sister and I pushed her around. So my little brother, I imagine you'd like, I knew your kid brother. He was push aroundable.
he was push aroundable. It was an accident, but I kind of pushed him and he slipped on ice and then a fork went through his hand.
Where the fuck were you? Neverland.
In the back garden.
Ice skating with pitchforks.
Yeah.
Hunting ogres.
Doesn't everyone do that when they're little?
Oh, down in Somerset with our pitchforks.
Yeah. Skating around on the ice.
Don't forget where you're from, sunshine.
Yeah. Moving on to the next one. I ran around a park naked.
Oh, it could be either. How much did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it.
Young.
You reckon?
Yep.
So.
It could be either, really, man. Although I've never seen you run around naked. And I'm gutted. If I've missed that event, I'm gutted, man. Yeah, I'm going to go with young.
Young? No, I was drunk.
Fuck. Bet you were both.
Yeah.
Surely that's both.
I think that was probably borderline both. I was quite young, but I was also drunk. And it's around Coronation Skate Park. What? Yeah. Yeah, I did that once. That happened.
Oh, was that a dare or something?
No, I think everybody else is doing it. So I was like, all right, I'll get involved.
Someone called the police.
Moving on to the next one. I slid in the mud and... What? Hang on. I think I was writing this whilst I was stood up on the tube. I ran outside and slid through the mud in the pouring rain while naked.
What's it with nakedness? I'll say child.
Correct.
Yeah. No one gets naked and muddy. Unless...
How many has you got, right?
One. No, two. That's my second.
No, you got more than two because you got the first two right. And then you got that one right, so three.
Boom.
Well done. Next one. I cracked my head open on a window ledge because someone hit me in the face.
Oh, that could have been in Wyvern, but you wouldn't have been drunk, so child.
You reckon?
Fire when you're answer? Drunk, if someone hit you and you were drunk, you'd have like the squad after him. So I'd say child.
You reckon child?
Oh, stop doing the Chris Tarrant thing.
Yeah, take his first answer.
I was a child.
Yes.
That was actually, for anybody who knows Western Supermare, very long time ago, in the Sovereign Centre, there used to be a foam play area. Yeah.
And phone play area or foam.
Foam.
Car phone warehouse.
Foam. Yeah, car phone warehouse. Yeah. It was a foam.
Where was that?
It was in the Sovereign Centre.
This big place, mate.
All right, where Giles Sports was.
It's not really that big.
No,
is it?
I don't remember.
Yeah, but it was there. And,
such a shelter.
Like a fucking maze in there. It's
shelter
like...
Sport,
the square.
What, Sovereign?
The Sovereign Centre. Yeah.
So it's a square.
It's not a square, mate. You're a square. Nerd.
But yeah, some kids hit me in the face with one of the big soft blocks and I flew across the room. Well, not the room, but I fell over.
Who was this kid?
I don't know.
John Cena.
Yeah. Probably. The next one is, I tried picking up an iron by the hot bit.
Why would you be ironing drunk? Oh, that's a stupid question. I've seen you do much worse. How tall were you?
I could reach the iron.
Surely you're not that retarded. Child.
Correct.
Five.
Boom.
So I've got my last one. How many points have we got so far then?
Five, yeah.
The last one is, I spent an hour, roughly, laughing at a wooden box.
Definitely drunk. I don't know what wooden box, but that sounds fucking great.
I spent, and this has happened on...
Wait. Was it my dad's funeral? Because that's harsh, man.
Yeah, so you should know about John. Says very inappropriate things.
No, funnily. But it's happened on two occasions. I remember that much.
All right.
Moving on.
No, not that.
I said...
the wooden box thing.
I said drunk.
Correct.
Boom. Do I win a prize?
You win my respect.
You mean you didn't respect me before?
I'm offended. You've got more respect.
That's impossible. Actually, no, that's great. I feel like...
Respect.
I'm like I'm sat after Don Lombard and he's going, you want to learn my respect? Just have a daughter.
Yeah.
And then I can go to her wedding and ask you for a favour.
Yeah.
And you can be like, come to my daughter's wedding. I can't even do the impression. I think I've even seen that film. Now. I've never even seen Titanic. I don't even know how...
Anyway, enjoy that game?
Yes, I would rather have a Harry Potter trivia quiz.
I remember that for next time you come down. So, moving on to the actual podcast itself then. So we've known each other a very, very long time. So I thought it was the perfect topic to talk about was our childhood, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got one of my favourite stories to start us off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is very much going to be the kind of drive of this podcast. It's just going to be, I'm going to say a story, then you're going to probably going to try and top it with another one.
Probably fail.
Well, we'll see. Because all my best ones are something that you've done.
Yeah, but I don't remember these, you see. Yeah. My friend Captain Morgan helps me forget my pain.
Yeah.
And White Lightning, because you were 14 and don't think Captain Morgan existed then. Is this where we do the podcast and your mum's like, I didn't know you were drinking at 14?
Yeah.
You little shit.
I think she realises now, but at the time she was like, oh, he's such a good boy. So I'm going to start, going to go right in with a doozy.
All right.
And it was a time, I can't remember exactly the what.
Give me a clue and I'll tell you the date.
I can't remember exactly what we were doing and where we'd come from. We come from town and we were walking back towards yours.
Okay? That could be any of
we'd
like
just,
20
we'd
years.
Just had a McDonald's.
Oh, okay? I remember this.
And we were walking towards a park. We were going to go to the swings and that because that's what kids did. Sit on the swings and talk about our lives.
Yep.
We were walking down and I can't remember exactly what you were talking about, but you were full on conversation. You were halfway through a very big chunky sentence. And you just stopped.
Chunky sentence.
Yeah, it's a chunky sentence. And you stopped mid-sentence, threw up on the floor, then wiped your mouth, and then carried on like nothing happened.
It was a big milkshake.
That's your question. <that's your, laughs> yeah,
it was, yeah. Well, you know, you've got to make room. You're about to go on the swings. You don't want to make a mess on your Gucci shirt. Tactical.
It was, so it was a tactical vom.
Tactical chunder.
Yeah.
Before it was invented, because I did it with milkshake, not rum.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just because you like to talk, so you weren't going to be, you know, stopped.
Yeah.
No matter what happened.
But that was, the thing that I always loved about it, the fact that you quite literally, like halfway through a sentence, threw up on the ground and then carried on talking like nothing happened.
I remember that because I thought I was so fucking cool.
Yeah.
There was a time in Subway.
Oh, God. In Subway once?
Yeah.
Right. Set the scene. Bit of physics question. You feeling smart?
Fairly smart, yeah.
If you could drill a hole through the centre of the Earth from one end to another,
yeah,
regardless of heat and all that shit, just imagine gravity,
yeah,
and you jump down the hole,
yeah,
would you fall all the way to the other side and land, or would you fall past the centre of the Earth and then start falling back and then fall back until you slowly lost momentum, so you keep falling forward to fast to the middle and then falling back to you go, go up and down, up and down, up and down. So we're in Subway, and I asked Greg this question.
Yeah.
And he literally was just like, and I threw up all over the table because I was laughing so hard. And then we just covered it in napkins and kind of ran off.
So just let me get that right. So Greg, you said that what you just said to us.
I asked Greg the question, like, if you jumped through the center of the Earth, would you just fall past it or would you stop? You know, and he just did this incredible noise.
And then you just threw up everywhere.
I laughed so hard I threw up.
Is there any other stories you can think of?
What, for me and you or throwing up?
Well, we're on throwing up. Have you got another throwing up?
Oh. Yes.
Of course.
I was on a boat once.
Yeah, naturally.
I threw up.
Is that it? That's the story.
On a boat.
Yes. No, I honest to God, don't throw up much anymore. I've got some pictures, actually. Last summer I threw up for the first time in years, and I was so astonished.
And
I took pictures.
A picture.
I took pictures. Doesn't happen often. Doesn't happen often. Took pictures.
You were that...
Okay.
You were that astonished that you took pictures.
Well, right. I drink. I can drink a lot of most stuff. I'm not saying I'm a fucking solid drinker.
Yeah.
I get wasted, but I don't throw up.
Yeah.
I do the next morning. If I'm hanging, since mastered it, only took me like 20 years.
Yeah.
I started drinking when I was 6.
Yeah.
Shots of my uncle's semen.
Oh, John.
So, yeah, no. We went out in the summer, dude, all the guys I work with. And one of the older guys comes on, big, big ex-rugby player, 60 this year. He plays darts every week, comes in every Thursday morning after drinking 20 pints of John Smith's and a Vindaloo. So naturally, he can hold his beer. So I was drinking Guinness with him, and then someone offered to buy me a drink. I just went, whatever you're having. So I was drinking John Smith's and lager, and I had some rum. And he was like, you shouldn't mix drinks. I was like, no, I don't ever throw up, it's fine. But I don't like whiskey. I fucking hate whiskey. If you drink whiskey, you're dead to me. So this guy thought he was a baller. Came out with £600 in Western Supermare. I think with £600, you could probably buy yourself a house. So we were in one bar. It was down the seafront. So all these bars are lit. This was the Lauriston. It's a hotel for blind people. They had a summer do on. He went to the bar. He went, I'll buy a bottle of Bells and just chuck money at them.
Yeah.
And like the poo pubs before, he literally went, I want 20 shots and just chuck money at him. So we were doing, I don't generally do shots because it ends up wrong.
Yeah.
So I'd done some shots. I was pretty jolly like 2 hours into this pub crawl. And he went around literally topping up people's pints with Bell's whiskey. And being drunk and stupid, you drink it. And then I remember we moved on to the next place, which used to be Bottle Bar.
Yeah.
Now another club. I remember sitting in the corner, and then I was so drunk, my mind went, You're going to die. You are dying. Sober up now. You are dying. And then I was like, fuck, we do this once a year. I am not missing it. And like, but my body was like, have you seen Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah.
The cerebral palsy phage.
Yeah.
That was me. And so, went to the toilet, threw up everywhere in this little toilet cubicle bar the toilet.
Yeah.
It's great. And then I felt really good. Some guys took me to get a kebab and fed me water for an hour and I don't remember any of it. And then I was back on it.
That's just like that.
Cool story, bro.
And then you're away. And you carried on drinking for the rest of the night after that.
Yeah. Yeah, till the loft shut at 4, 5.
Brilliant. Yeah. Well, actually, this is probably the best time to bring up something that's already come up on the podcast in the past. Because this is...
My uncle.
No, not your uncle.
Molestation.
No, not that either. The eyebrow.
Oh my God, no. I should probably start with that one. Yeah. So one of my favourite stories about you is the fact that... And I think, Holtby, you were here, so you probably remember Holtby
wasn't there.
Was he not there?
No.
Oh, maybe you weren't there.
I didn't know him then. Didn't know Holtby then. Me and him weren't friends. It was year 9, 10, 14, 15. Remember? It was literally around the time when we started getting invited to like all the year 11 parties.
I think it was just before you met me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we went camping.
Well, not met me, but...
It was the White Lightning days.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, we were like 40. By the way,
what happened was we were camping up on the same hill that I broke my ankle on. I've mentioned that on the podcast before. But we were camping up there. We were pretty young. It was the White Lightning days, so we were...
We were so young. I'm pretty sure I saw Jimmy Savile.
But yeah, it was
amongst the trees. Like.
Why are you getting involved now?
Peeking through the yew trees.
But basically, we'd been up there for a long time, and we set a campfire. We were very, very drunk, having a very good time. And I remember at this one point, you were fucking absolutely gone.
You put into perspective. You're drinking White Lightning, which is, at the time, when you're a kid, it's strong. It's 15% white cider. And you take a sip, and I think it tastes
like
worse than deep-throating a guy's dick if he's just been for a run and hasn't showered in 6 years. It's rank. And so you take a pull, and you just down as much as you can before you want to vom. And you pass it round. And you end up doing that. The only thing was, I decided... Like, everyone else is a fucking pussy. And didn't down as much as me.
I met someone the other day who had never seen, like, a 2-litre plastic bottle of cider before. She'd never seen, like, she'd only seen, like, you know, fizzy stuff.
Have they only ever seen bottle. Champagne?
They'd never seen alcoholic drinks in, like, a 2-litre plastic bottle.
Anyway, back to my story. You basically, we'd set fires, we'd set some campfires... And you kind of ran off to set your own fire. Because,
did I?
Yeah, because I wouldn't let you put more stuff on the fire we already had. You were trying to put Argos catalogues on it.
And he was obsessed with that for years. Because I remember going with you to that same hill and he had this Argos catalogue and there was a massive great like bushfire that John had created. And then he put it out with this. He just like...
That's the story I'm trying to tell.
Feed it and just like that's put this...
That's the story I'm trying to tell.
No, that's a different time.
Can I chime in here? Like, I don't remember this.
What? You don't remember putting the Argos catalogue on the fire?
It's my story. I'm trying to tell it.
I remember like being a kid sitting on the toilet and circling all the toys I wanted.
Basically, what happened? What I'm trying to say. What happened? You went off and started your own fire, okay? In the grass. And I came back...
Lad.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? And you're like, set another fire because you wouldn't let me do this fire. And I was like, look at it now, it's fucking huge, and it's like in this all this dry grass.
That was a different time, I swear.
Yeah, it was. I'm pretty sure
the time with the massive fire was when it was just gone summer and they'd harvested, summer. And the other field was full of dried wheat, and we literally went in there, collected it, chucked it on the fire, and it was so big that we sat and enjoyed it.
But what you did, the way I remember it, is the fact that you went off and you said, take Argos catalogs with me, let's put on the fire. You went off and then just dropped them on it and you just like, put it out.
Yeah, because you weren't trying to put it out. You were like, it needs more.
I was trying to put it out because I was the undercover fun police.
Yeah. But the part of the story I was trying to get to anyway was the fact that I remember this one point, you just basically fell down next to the fire that I was next to. And it was just there, like, talking to me. But it was almost like a Blair Witch Project thing, because you were just, like, whispering at me, and you were like, Craig, The fire was getting really big, but I put it out. I put it out with the firemen. I was like, what firemen? What are you on about? You're like, the miniature firemen in my eyebrows. And that's the exact thing you said to me. And I'll never forget that. The miniature firemen in my eyebrows.
Miniature eyebrow firemen.
That's it.
Don't slag them off. I remember that night. I remember being a bit ill, being a bit drunk, and then you're going back to your tent for sleep and being like, look, let's leave John outside to get pneumonia and possibly fingered by Jimmy Savile. So, yeah, cheers, guy.
Well, I try my best.
I do remember, actually. And then I think it was someone, I don't know, can we mention names?
Yeah.
The CIA were listening.
Yeah, the CIA, yeah, they're right.
So I remember our mate, Carr, I think his name was, and he went to do his paper round, and I was like, make us a drink. Yeah. Not knowing what a hangover was, I was just dying. And he was like, fuck off. So I got really sad, went home, and then it turns out he came out with loads of drinks.
Yeah, he did.
So I walked home from uphill, up in the fields, through the forest to get home, down the main roads, all the way home. I got home about 7. I think I had about 6 rounds of toast and 20 pints of squash. My mum and dad get out of bed and they're like, are you right? I was like, yeah, I was staying at a friend's and I just, you know, felt ill. And I'm looking back and I'm thinking, I must have smelt like a brewery that had a fucking insurance claim on fire. And they were just like, oh, good boy, I'm going to work now.
It's such a really good point. As soon as you said that then, I was like, they must have known.
Because parents were so laid back. Like, they wouldn't have... Would they have cared? Like,
my dad was so laid back once. He was in a coffin getting lowered into the crematorium.
I should have sensed. I was stepping my foot in it then.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As soon as you started fucking saying it, I almost stopped you.
You loved humour, it's all good.
Jesus, double deckers.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, I thought you were saying double deckers as in he loved humour and double deckers.
He did love double deckers. That was probably why he died.
One time,
oh God. I think we should just...
We ate his double deckers, and he was like, where are my double deckers?
Yeah, he ate
his bridge. Where are my double deckers? I remember when he used to open the door.
And hello, boys.
Just one time, he just opened the door and he opened it really slowly and just popped his head out and just went and he just went, "Hello, boys." Yeah. Like that. Yes.
Yeah.
It was just the way he just did it. The door. I heard the door handle go and I could see the figure and it just slowly opened.
Really,
and I was like, "The fuck!" I almost kind of ran away. I was like, "Oh my god, I don't think I can handle this." Hello, boys. And then it was like, he's in the shower. Just like that.
Yep. Love the shower.
And that was the only word he said. It wasn't like kind of go and wait in his room, come upstairs. He just kind of left the door open and just walked away. Just like, I think he wants us to go inside.
Join him in the shower. Yeah. Like, to be fair, I would never get up. I'd be in bed and I'd be like, Craig will text me in a bit. And then you text me like, I'm on my way. I'd be like, cool. Text me when you're here.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, I'm nearly here. I'd be like, right, time to shower.
Yeah, yeah.
Why
not? It would take me a good 40 minutes to get to yours.
I don't know why I showered before you came around. I'd always have to wash off all the semen anyway.
I
I do remember though when you had, there was one point in your bedroom you had like two double beds and you just had, you just constantly had people staying around. So like Holtby like pretty much lived there for a while anyway, and then like me and Craig would like come around and stay over in the other double bed.
It's great.
Just, yeah, you just, your house is the party house. Just had everyone around there all the time.
I love it.
I suppose that takes us swiftly onto your house parties.
Oh, God.
I think one of my favourite things, that, or one of my favourite memories of one of your house parties was actually the time that I was in your living room, just kind of casually just leaning against one of the walls, and I started falling over, grabbed onto your curtains and pulled them down.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was you fucker.
Then I your sister came in literally about 10 minutes or so after I did it, and I was like, what the fuck happened there? And I was like, I don't know. And then I just slowly said, oh, I'll put them back up. So I just got on your chair and just put them all back, like I was helping instead of not that I was causing the problem to start with.
I think that was the same night I ripped the curtains down.
Was it the same night you smashed that thermometer against the wall and like, yeah, wrecked your sister's car? Was that the same night?
I tried and failed. I did end up getting kicked out and the police called at my own fucking house.
The police got called?
Yeah. That's why I got all pissy. I thought, my older sister, I thought she was cool. Nah, she's fucking square, man. Twisting my melons, man. She called the police because none of us would leave. And then I got pissed off, ripped the curtains down a second time, and then smashed the thermometer and got kicked out of my own house. Ended up like going to this guy, was like, mate, step mine. I was like, oh cool, where do you live? He's like, Wirral. I was like, yeah, sure. Like 6 hours walking later.
Seriously, you walked a Wirral?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Shit.
Yeah, I didn't know the police got called.
Yeah. I don't know if they showed up. I was probably not there.
Yeah.
Kicked long
out,
gone.
Kicked out of my own house.
What was the best party do you think we ever had at yours?
Well, there's been two big ones. The one we were just talking about, where I don't even have that many friends, and it was fucking packed.
Yeah, that was a really... It was.
Nothing got broken, nothing got stolen.
Well, apart from what you broke, but yeah.
Yeah, apart from what you broke. Josh, my own house partying because nobody came. Some 41.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Yeah, no, that was cool. Someone got sexually assaulted in my toilet.
No, they didn't.
Buzzing. No, they just was being a fucking dickhead. No, I don't know. The second party, I think, was really cool. Purely because I remember that it was down the road from one of my like ex-girlfriends. And some guys were trying to get in the front door. And Holtby, being the unit that he is, was like, no ID, not coming in. And these guys punched him in the face and he staggered backwards, and then everyone else, I think Adam, I think Craig was at the front door,
yeah,
like,
I was there,
blockading,
yeah.
And then Holtby just like composed himself and charged out and started pounding this guy's head in my fucking just outside my front door, just as my ex-girlfriend's like family heard the noises, so they came out, and you got this big burly Irishman coming in, seeing Holtby pounding some guy's head in. Chucks Holtby off, throws the other kids into the road and tells them to get off, you know, like, hey, periwinkle blue. And yeah, go back into the house. And I was upstairs probably crying. Yeah.
That happened, I remember.
Yeah, yeah, you know, standard through house party, got fucking so drunk, cried.
Sort of leads us on to John's nickname for a good, I don't know,
to this day. And it was something that I tried bringing up a little while ago. Is the fact that, like, a lot of people, if I say this in Western, everybody knows what I mean. And I will refer to you many a time on a night out as Punchy John.
Punchy John. Punchy John. I thought you were on about a different nickname.
Yeah, yeah.
Punchy John.
Punchy John.
Every time you got drunk, you'd just punch people.
That's a fucking great game.
Not aggressively. Kind of aggressively. But
I've never punched you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have, but like
you're more likely to put Tiff in a headlock.
No,
more than likely put his head in my breasts or something. Right. I don't.
Oh yeah, yep. Yeah. Well, it's just fun to punch. Some people got such punchy faces.
I do want to clarify at this point that you didn't punch people in the faces. It was always decking them in the arm or in the.
No, I hit people in the face, but it was always fun. It was never no malice, no strength. So I'd be in jail for fucking murder, mate.
Yeah.
No, they literally just punch him so you get the nice...
Pain.
Yeah. Yeah, pain. Just the pain.
I love
it's
you.
All the, it's the pain. Have that's all fist. I was looking for.
And I love you punch.
Yeah, kind of like fisting.
Are you sure it was received as a I love you punch?
Fisting's normally received.
I don't give a fuck how it's received. It's how it's sent. That sounds okay. So rapey. No, I generally only punched a few of my friends because, like, Holtby, I punched a few times and it didn't work out because he punched me back and then it just spirals. I threw a Coke can at his head once. Yeah, we fell out, hated each other, and then about 2 minutes later, I rang him and then was like, "I love you, I'm sorry." And then he was like, "I'm sorry, dude." And then we went home. But no, I remember
that was the whole thing. That was it.
It was a fucking roller coaster. the guys I used to generally just have a little bit of the punchy fun with.
Yeah,
sounds really a bit of slap and tickle. Was you?
Yeah.
And Greg.
Was that it?
Never really punched anyone else in the face.
I suppose you had to punch people that would forgive you for it.
No, I know because believe me, I've been out and done worse things. But generally, the punching game I thought was quite fun because you laughed.
Yeah, to be fair, you always punched me at the right time. it was you punched me when it was funny. Like, it was never like, you know,
on your wedding day.
Yeah, or like someone was really pissing me off, or someone was already shouting at me, and then you just come along and just punch me in the face. Just
I probably have you played Spin the Bottle? Yeah,
it doesn't sound like
Spin
the
Bottle punching is just really really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not. But no, you could do it. I remember. Me and Greg used to play it, and we played it once. I don't know if it was you sat in the middle.
It does ring a bell.
Someone was sat in the middle between us in this club, and we were just punching each other in the face. And
yes. No, I was there. Was it? It was a Hobbit.
No, DBs.
Was it?
It wasn't Hobbits because I went to Hobbits once, got banned.
Oh yeah, no, I remember now.
Too fucking rowdy.
It possibly was DBs.
Yeah, it definitely was. Yeah. Then you were just leant forward like, "Stop it!" Anyway, yeah. Punchy John.
Punchy John. Do you have any other nicknames?
About 1,000. Well, let's start with the one Holt we just mentioned. Biscuit Boy.
I do remember this, but I don't remember why.
I don't remember it at all.
I do remember it, and I remember it really annoying you.
I fucking hate this game. It's nothing to do with coming on a biscuit. It's literally, I went to a sleepover once, and I bought a bag, and in that
why
bag...
Why does it have anything to do with coming on a biscuit?
It's a game.
Is that a thing? Is that a thing?
Limp Bizkit, Urban Dictionary, it, mate.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, less about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I literally, I showed up to this fucking sleepover or whatever. It was only down the road from my house, and I bought in my bag of meant to be clothes. I bought a tin of biscuits. So the named Biscuit Boy kind of came out of nowhere. And yes, fucking hate it.
Is it stuck to this day?
Yes, in that group of people who are dickheads. I hope you're listening. I fucking hate you. And then I got a million other nicknames because when I started in the where I work, there was 4 Johns.
Yep.
So I started and they basically went, "You look like Seth from Superbad." I was like, "Brilliant." I look like Jonah Hill. And they were like, "Actually, you look like Seth from Superbad, kind of, but you look like Michael Cera and you sound like Michael Cera. So we're going to call you Seth." I was in the Dragon once and I literally queued up for fucking ages on a Friday night at the Dragon, standard, because you've got all the people wanting booze.
Yep.
Cheap prizes. And we got there and this barmaid went, "Hang on a sec, lav." Got her mates and they all pointed and laughed and then they went, "You look like Michael Cera, do an impression." And I was just like, "A pint of Foster's." And they were just like, "Yeah," and they walked off, didn't even serve me.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Fucking bell ends. And so yeah, I've got that. I get called all sorts. Pat Butcher.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, Pat Butcher's quite.
Because of the earrings.
I don't have earrings. No, Pat Butcher.
It's a podcast. You can have whatever you like.
Apparently, yeah. I got rippling muscles. Pat Butcher. I had to dress up like her on a night out. And this was at the time. I was wearing nothing but underwear and a dress. And earlier in the day, I'd been beaten by belts by strippers. So I was buzzing, standard. Get out. It was probably about 8 hours into the pub crawl. And obviously, because it was all about me, I was the most... Every pub we went to, it was like, get him the strongest drink you have. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, after having drinks poured all over me, some guy ripped my dress. And this guy is my boss. He ripped the back of my dress. Prick. I like that dress.
Yeah, bitch, don't take that.
So as I was getting it pinned up with safety pins, I had to hold it together. Oi, you laugh now. One day, your dress will rip and you'll lose your shit. So I was having it pinned up. I had my arms behind my back, holding my dress together so they could pin it up.
Yeah.
And he was just literally stood in front of me, munching on Maltesers, chucking one at my face. Every other mouthful, chuck one at my face. And I was completely defenseless. I was getting more and more fucking pissed off. And all I could think about was laying one on his chin, his big fucking Robbie Rotten chin. And in my head, it was, I let go of the dress. I fucking right hooked him straight down to the floor. What actually happened was he threw a Malteser at me and then just started talking to me really nicely. As soon as my dress was done up, I stared at him and he was like, do you want a Malteser, John? Have you had a nice day? And then I punched him in the face. Cool story, right?
So did you actually punch him in the face?
Yeah, punched him right in the fucking face.
Did he actually throw Maltesers at you?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I didn't get
it. Where did the Pat Butcher bit come from?
I'm dressed as Pat Butcher.
Okay.
I thought this story was about why you got the nickname.
Oh, no.
Not just the fact that you were Pat Butcher.
I got the nickname because I fell in love with a man called Frank.
Right.
No. This was just
another story about you punching someone in the face.
No, but that was the only... Actually, yeah. That's the only time I've ever punched a person in the face. It's my boss.
Yeah, but you've said that several times.
I punched a guy in the back of the head. I've been punched in the face once, and I've punched my boss in the face, and I bought him a tray of fingers to make up for it.
Okay, I am really curious, though. What is your earliest memory of Craig?
Oh.
Probably primary school, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but back when, before alcohol destroyed memories, definitely primary school.
I can tell you my favourite memory of John.
Aww. Yeah, go on then.
Aww.
Yeah. Wait for it. It was at your house, like most of my memories of you. We were upstairs in your room, and I can't remember why we did this. Actually, oh fuck, I've got two now. There's another one. I've got this one, then I've got a better one.
Okay. All right.
Okay, this one's one of my favourites, but the other one is just tops it completely. The second one shows your personality completely.
Hmm.
You'll see. I'm going to start dragging out. So the first one is the fact we were in your room, and I can't remember why, but we did anyway. But we got some cassette tapes, VCR tapes, I literally wrapped you like a mummy in VCR black tape. And completely, head to toe, you were absolutely covered. I think all that was left was your neck and your actual head itself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
I put
a couple of strips
this.
Over your head.
I remember that.
Then we tried getting it off after...
Oh, we tried getting it on.
Yeah.
Let's get it on.
We tried pulling it off, but after a while of laughing about it, but we couldn't really get it off. So we went outside to the top of stairs. You sat down and just slid down all the way down the stairs, which probably made them tighter and harder to get off.
Then
went into the kitchen. And your dad was a chef. Yep. So he had some big fucking knives. And in true John style, instead of getting a small little knife to cut the tape off, he got the biggest fucking knife in the house, which was literally the size of my fucking arm. It was like a fucking massive...
Size of my dick.
Yeah. Big fucking... Yeah, it looked like machete. It was a big butcher's knife. And started just fucking cutting this tape from him. And I'm just like... Every time he pulls the knife, it's just like... I'm just like, fucking hell. And he's just cutting it away. And then he goes to his arm. And he cuts a bit on his arm. And just takes a chunk out of his finger. And like this moment will stick to me within me with me for the rest of my life. Because I remember seeing this chunk of finger fly across the room in slow motion. I remember seeing it happen and just seeing this chunk go. And then his face kind of just go white and then it just start pouring with blood. And I just stood there and he just went, oh.
He's lucky he didn't chop anything else off,
yeah.
though.
Yeah. But that's one of them, and it was like I say, it was the fact that it was the only time in my life that something's actually slowed down. Like it was I honestly remember that chunk of skin flying across the room. But the other one is very similar to that in the sense that someone got hurt with a lot of the stories. I was in your computer room because you used to have your bedroom. Then a couple of doors down, you had a computer room where there was a PC.
Little box room in the Victorian house.
It's where I came to download my music.
Yeah. And we were LimeWire, yeah, remember that? Yeah, yeah, or exactly. Kazaa.
Yeah, we were making one of our famous mixtapes.
Oh yeah.
And you just disappeared. And I was carrying on finding the music, downloading whatever else. And then I heard Rasmus start. And anybody, what's the song called?
Oh, fuck no.
In the Shadows. Yeah, okay. In the Shadows. It's that. And all I hear is this. But like, it's not even just like he's in another room, turned it up. Like, he's got the stereo on as loud as it possibly get. So it's like, it's literally, when it first note hit, I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? I slowly, very slowly and warily go into his room, and as soon as it goes, the first bit goes, like that. He has a police baton, right, and a pile of CDs on his bed, and he smashes the shit out of them.
To be young.
Yeah, and that's it. You just smash them to pieces, and I'm pretty sure, yeah, it just...
That sticks with me as well.
Yeah.
I love that. And I'm so cool.
So I want to start rounding it up a little bit now. But there's one question, and I think this has come up on one of the podcasts, I'm not sure. But I remember at two house parties now, you've broken an oven.
Mm. I broke a knob at one at Tiff's, yeah. And I broke the glass door of one because someone swung me into it.
Tell us about that.
Well, Phil's parents went away on holiday, and I was like, Phil, have a party. And he was like, nah. I was like, yeah, okay. So I invited everyone over.
Yeah.
And he was just like, oh, brilliant. So we had this party, and I was in the kitchen. Sam picked me up, started shaking me around and swung me. My feet hit this glass oven door and smashed. Not really a story about it. Banter.
Banter, yeah.
Top banter with the lads.
How about, so when we do have our drinking parties, house parties, whatever you want to call it, you're always the one who starts the drinking games.
Yeah, you need order. To get fucked up, you need to have order.
Exactly. So, controlled on that...
fun.
Have you got...
Organised fun.
Yeah. What's your favourite drinking game?
This is a classic. It's Ring of Fire.
Yeah?
Because you just shoot shit while you're playing it, and then, like, roll cards come out, and someone says, oh, you got to talk with no teeth in a Scottish accent, and everyone loses their shit, because no one can do a Scottish accent with no teeth.
Carry on.
Yeah, no one can do a Scottish accent with no teeth.
No, try attempt it. You have to now.
I can't even do a Scottish accent ever. Gordon, there's been a murder.
That's pretty good. Tiff, you're going. Scottish with no teeth?
No. No one has teeth in Scotland.
I am Scottish and I got no teeth.
You sound Irish.
I was Irish, wasn't it? Really, yeah. Yeah.
There are too many potatoes in my wishing well.
Tiff, you have to, you know.
No.
Yeah, you do.
You're half Scottish anyway, you're ginger.
Can't do accents.
Do it.
I don't.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
No.
Peer pressure. No. Do it. Do it.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
No.
Scottish, no teeth.
Scottish is not one of the one accents I can do.
Oh, right. I remember this. I remember we played, no, because I've played Ring of Fire with you before. And every time you get a rule card, your accent is the fucking Black Country.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I can do that one. Okay, so I can do two accents.
Well, you can do the Black Country with no teeth.
Okay. I'm not sure I can do it.
Who just did that?
He's Birmingham.
Can I tell you from the Black Country?
What's that? I'm sure there's plenty of people listening. Oh, no, they don't have the internet in Birmingham, do they?
Yeah,
that was bang on. I don't know what you're talking about.
I felt like I was going to get mugged. It was so accurate. Let's literally round it up with something that, like why we're still friends.
Because there's no one else in this planet that punches me like you do.
Oh.
That fists me like you do.
Why do you have to make it weird, Tiff? It was quite
weird
normal.
With the first comment.
So, fucking sex pest. No, yeah. Oh, sorry. All the friends I've got, I've been a prick to all of them, and like, some of them stood by me, some of them haven't. Fair, which is fair enough. But like, considering the amount of shit I've been much of a bell end to you, you've always been there in a fucking heartbeat. But the main reason I'm your friend It's because if you go out for one quiet drink with Craig, 16 hours later into a binge and you think, where am I?
That's my lad here.
It's pretty much. You can hold your liquor. I go out with fucking anyone else and say, oh, I've got to watch EastEnders. I've got to go to bed. My hamster needs feeding.
I think on that note, we need to get drinking.
All right.
We need to do this more then. So, I honestly don't know how much of this podcast you've just listened to. And I'm talking to you, the listener now, because there's a lot of stuff that I'm 100% cutting out of this podcast. I'm going to say it now. It may happen, but I think there's going to be some sort of link on our website that you can find the uncut version of this, because there's a lot of stuff that you can listen to if you want to, but I am not putting this out publicly on the internet. So that's how I'm going to end it up here.
Don't blame us if you're offended.
Yeah, there's going to be a very...
If you were abused as a child, I would not recommend it. If you're abused as a child, the one show probably gets you upset.
Say something like that, but not as bad as abused as a child. So let's think something a little subtle, because that's funny. Don't listen to it.
If you had any childhood trauma, I would not recommend it.
We're getting there. But that's the same thing. It's just a subtle way of saying it. Let's try and take it away from child abuse.
If you ever were on Jim or Fix It.
If you were of a sensitive disposition, I wouldn't listen to it.
If you were of a sensitive disposition, why the fuck are you on the internet?
So that's the end of the podcast. As always, you can find us on the Facebook page. If you search That Was Interesting, you'll find our page. There's lots of, there's not a lot on it, but sometimes we'll put stuff on it and it's kind of funny. No, it's not. But you can find us on the Twitter as well. That's @_. No, that's wrong. What's it, Tiff?
Great.
Was.
@was_interesting.
That's it. .com. And the same on Instagram. Subscribe, review on iTunes and Acast. We love you.
Is .com a thing? I don't know.
What?
Did I add the .com?
Don't worry about the .com. Okay. It's just a Twitter handle. Okay. Chill out. It's fine.
Calm your breasts.
Last thing I'd like to say to wrap up.
Rest those breasts.
As always, I want to end with my last question. What do you think?
Have anyone ever seen CSI Miami?
Yeah, I've seen that.
You know Horatio Caine?
Yeah. I know the guy.
Imagine I'm wearing a pair of sunglasses.
Yeah.
That was interesting.